It's a great time to be in love with your Palentine, Galentine, or Valentine. Or with the Philadelphia Eagles. Long-term relationships can bring you joy and pain, but this year, our relationship with the Birds is on the upside as they celebrate their second Super Bowl victory. On Friday, the team will be honored by the whole city in a parade that spans from the Link to the Rocky Steps. Jalen, Saquon, Cooper, AJ, Devontae, and Nick Sirianni, along with the Eagles' stellar defense, will be there as the Lombardi returns to its rightful home in Philadelphia. The parade starts at 11 a.m. Ain't love grand? Philly will also be visited by Cupid on Valentine's Day. The Philadelphia Orchestra is hosting a Valentine's Night concert with violinist Juliet Kang center stage. She'll be playing the most romantic music from composers including Leonard Bernstein, Tchaikovsky, Mendelssohn, John Williams, and even Lennon and McCartney. Gilded Age actress Kelly Curran joins the performance reading Shakespeare's love notes. The Kimmel Center concert starts at 7:30. Our own Jeff Bradshaw, who made the trombone cool, will be at City Winery for two shows at 6 and 9:30. Known for his kinetic live performances and for combining jazz, funk, hip-hop, and R&B, he may bring a few musical friends with him. If you forgot about the biggest date night of the year and don't have a clue what to do, we'll have some options on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Kids can enjoy V-Day weekend, too. The inaugural Hearts and Crafts Ball debuts at Cherry Street Pier on Saturday. The event includes a snowball dance party with DJ Frost, a pretend high tea, and a runway show where kids make their fashionable fits out of duct tape and paper bags. The ticketed ball goes from 2 to 4 p.m. During Black History Month, hidden figures are given their just due. The Choral Club of Delaware performs the work of several Black female composers whose work has gone unheralded. One of them is Florence Price, the first African-American woman to have her symphony performed by a major orchestra. The Mothers, Daughters, Sisters, Friends concert is on Saturday at the Grace Methodist Church in Wilmington. It starts at 4 p.m. Another individual who deserves more recognition is Louis Tanner Moore. The great nephew of painter Henry Ossawa Tanner, Moore was instrumental in amplifying African-American artists. Due to his guidance, the Michener Art Museum acquired more than 60 works by artists of color. So it's only fitting that they're opening a new exhibit, Yesterday's Dreams Are Real, celebrating Black art and the legacy of Louis Tanner Moore in his honor. The exhibit opens Saturday and goes through July 27th. Celebrate the City of Brotherly Love and Sisterly Affection on 215 Day on Saturday. It's the annual day of activities dedicated to showing our city some L-O-V-E with food, drink, and concert discounts as well as giveaways. This year, it includes the inaugural Gritty City Crawl where participants are urged to dress up like the mascot and head to six of Philly's favorite watering holes. It goes from noon to 7 p.m., but there are several other events at various venues at different times, both ticketed and free. Our bodies are a source of endless fascination from the time we're born until the time we die. They change drastically over the years, and even after we're gone, can be used for medical research and to save lives. The Franklin Institute opens Body Worlds Vital on Saturday, the latest version of the traveling exhibit that's been around for three decades. If you go later in the day, admission is discounted. It goes through September 1st. Pink Sweats is coming home.
You make me feel like heaven is a real. I'll bet on this cause I know it's the real thing.
After working his way up from writing songs for other artists at Sigma Sound to chart-topping success, the West Philly native is heading to the Miller Theater on Friday night to celebrate Valentine's weekend as well as his birthday. The show starts at 7:30. We hope you can find the real thing this weekend, whatever that means for you. If you want details on the events you've heard or additional choices, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Congrats to our Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. If you're heading to the parade, stay safe out there. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.